Come, Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, the disciples were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Jesus promised his followers that they would be empowered by the Holy Spirit. This passage from Acts records that momentous occasion. The disciples were in a house together when the wind rushed and tongues of fire rested on them, and they began to speak in other languages. One can only imagine that it must have been an extremely exciting time. In an instant, something had transformed them, and they were able to speak of the mighty works of God in languages that were foreign to them. This is the first reference in Scripture to the speaking in tongues. To this day, in many Pentecostal or charismatic churches, they experience the Holy Spirit in such a way that they often speak in tongues. There are even some Episcopal churches where speaking in tongues is sometimes practiced. I had an acquaintance in seminary who said to me one day, "Tom, have you ever spoken in tongues?" And I said, "Well, no, I haven't." And he said, "Well, you must not be a Christian then." I was a little taken back. I said, "You must be reading a different Bible than I'm reading." And indeed, the Apostle Paul does mention in some of his letters that speaking in tongues is one of the gifts of the Spirit. But it's only one of many gifts of the Spirit, and it's not one that everyone is blessed to have received. However, one thing I am absolutely certain: speaking in tongues is not something that God, through his Holy Spirit, intends to be a measuring stick of one's faith. Nor is glossolalia, that's the Greek word for speaking in tongues, only intended for one's own spiritual edification, but rather it is a gift that is intended for the building up of the church. God intends that speaking in tongues should be a means through which all hear and understand God's deeds of power in their own language. Having said that, the Holy Spirit does indeed speak to each of us in ways that only we can understand. There is an inner language through which the Spirit of God communicates directly to you and to me. Through his Holy Spirit, Jesus speaks the language of your heart. I would venture to say that without the stirring of the Holy Spirit, none of us would be here this morning. Without the Spirit working in and through countless generations, this beautiful church would not be here for our worship. It's through this heart language that we come to know the power of God's love for us. There's a tongue of the Holy Spirit that comes to every believer to activate the unique gifts that each of us have for ministry. So if we're all gifted for ministry, what exactly is ministry? Well, my definition, that's not found in any dictionary, is that ministry is lovingly offering the gifts that I have been given to the glory of God. In Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he says there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. So how do I know what my spiritual gifts are? And how do I put them to work for the common good and the building up of God's kingdom? Well, some of them are easy to recognize. When people like Reba or our soloist here, I don't know your name.
Natalie.
Reba or Natalie offer their gifts of music for our worship. That's ministry. When people offer themselves to be chalicists or readers, that's also ministry. Sometimes people may experience a call to ministry that's in a broader sense. I've often said that no one is called to ministry in a vacuum. And what I mean by that is others who know us often help us to recognize our giftedness and our various callings. If you are the only one who perceives your call to a particular ministry, then you probably ought to rethink whether God is the one calling you to that ministry. When it is right, when you are appropriately interpreting God's Spirit, it should be something that is energizing. If the Holy Spirit is calling you to a new ministry, then others will immediately say, yes. That just may indeed be God calling you to offer your spiritual gifts in the church, in your family, in your neighborhood, or even in your workplace. When we are true to what God is speaking to our hearts, we will find that those things are wonderfully fulfilling, and that others will also recognize that we are indeed called to that specific ministry. It's also important for each of us to let others know when we recognize that they have gifts that may be used to the glory of God. In the parish I served in Baltimore, there was a young lady that was graduating from high school. She was very active in the church, and everyone in the church recognized a gift of leadership in her. She was the youngest person ever elected to our vestry. And before she went off to college, I said, Jessica, there are many choices that you will have to make and have opportunities to you as you prepare for your future. But among the things that you ponder over the next few years, consider the possibility that God may be calling you to ordained ministry. Well, to make a long story short, Jessica's been a priest for 10 years now, and I kind of feel like a proud papa. She just 2 months ago accepted the call to be the rector of a parish in Reston, Virginia. We are called to recognize those things in other people, those gifts which we know come from God, to which they can use to the glory of God. We're not all called to ordained ministry, and maybe we aren't even called to exercise our specific ministry in the church itself. But we are all called to use the gifts that God has given us to the glory of God. What do you hear? What is God speaking to your heart? What is the ministry that is your heart's desire in the church, in the community, in your family, or in your vocation? Trust that the yearnings that you have that build up the body of Christ are driven by the Holy Spirit, coming as a tongue of fire to empower you to act. Jesus breathed on his disciples and said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of God is speaking the language of your heart. It brings peace and it calls you to action. Invite Jesus anew into your heart. Open yourself and listen to what the Spirit is saying to you. In our own language, we hear of God's deeds of power. What do you hear? Come, Holy Spirit. Amen.